We begin this morning in the UK, where 21 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed after their first case was identified just this time last week. And in the last hour and a half, photos of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, drinking at one of the lockdown parties held at number 10 Downing Street have been published. Joining me now from London is our correspondent, Hope Bolger. Kia ora, Hope, how are you?
Marina, Nathan, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Which of the rule-breaking parties was this photo taken from?
Yes, so ITV News has published four photos it says were taken on the 13th of November 2020. Now, this was at a leaving do for the Prime Minister's Director of Communications, Lee Kane, and they show Mr. Johnson drinking with a group of people. Now, last week, the Metropolitan Police concluded its investigation into all these allegations of lockdown parties, and in total, 126 fines were issued. Now, the fines were issues relating to number 10 gatherings on that date, the 13th of November 2020, but it's not known if they were for this event or another one which took place that day. And while Mr. Johnson did receive a fine, it was for a birthday party that was thrown for him in June 2020. So a number 10 spokesperson has said the Cabinet Office and the police had access to all this information, including the photographs. So they knew about this party, is basically what number 10 is saying. So it'll be interesting to see the reaction to this as it comes out. But so far, Labour are obviously not very impressed, and there's a lot of raised eyebrows about exactly what happened here. We will be seeing a full report into these parties by the senior civil servant Sue Gray, published in the coming days. And number 10 says then the Prime Minister will address Parliament in full.
Oh, he'll be Teflon. He'll come up with something to bluster his way through and chuck attention to. But anyway, look over there. A war. That's what he'll do. Tell me about monkeypox, because, it's got a great name that everyone can get into, but it sounds horrible. Like we said, 21 cases there. And I know you've just come out with your guidelines over how long someone with monkeypox should self-isolate. So what are they looking at there?
Yeah, it feels a bit like deja vu, to be honest, back with another virus and another call to self-isolate if you think you're at risk of having it. And this time, as you said, it's monkeypox, which is a rare viral infection that was first found in monkeys, hence its name. It doesn't tend to spread that easily, but it can be transmitted through close physical contact, including sexual intercourse. The symptoms are mild and tend to clear up within a few weeks, but they do include a high temperature, aches and a rash. And now, as you said, the UK has issued guidance on the virus. It's asked anyone who's had direct or household contact with a confirmed case to isolate for 21 days. Now, this spread of monkeypox hasn't really been seen before. Some are saying that it could be that the virus has maybe changed in some way to become more transmissible. Others are saying perhaps it was caused by a super spreader event, or it could just be that it spreads more easily now than it did in the past because the smallpox vaccine isn't as widely used, because this smallpox vaccine is actually 85% effective in preventing monkeypox infection. So now here in the UK, as well as issuing this guidance, people who have thought to have come into close contact with it are actually being given the vaccine.
Sexual contact with and a super spreader event, you're getting kinky up there in the UK. I don't know what's happening there.
It's sexual contact or close contact.
Oh, close. Okay, thank you. I was thinking, wow, all right. Hey, can you tell me, what did you learn from Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's interview with the BBC?
Yes, so she sat down with Emma Barnett, who hosts Woman's Hour on BBC Radio 4. And she says that Iran forced her to sign a last-minute false confession at the airport as a condition of her release. She says that she was told she wouldn't be allowed to get on the plane back to the UK without signing it. So Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe was arrested in 2016 on spying charges while she was about to return home from visiting her parents in Iran. She says that when she was signing this this document, she was with a UK official. And during the interview, she questioned why the UK didn't do more to challenge Iran over forcing her to admit to crimes that she didn't do. But she said that, Iran often extracts false confessions as a propaganda tool. So it'd be interesting to see if there's much response from the UK government on that.
Yeah, let's jump to a story here about the Church of Scotland. And I see they finally got with the program. They're going to allow clergy to conduct same-sex marriages.
Yes, they certainly are. After years of campaigning, members of the General Assembly in Edinburgh voted to change the church law so 274 voted for the change and 136 voted against. And that means that same-sex couples will be able to marry in church in services conducted by ministers.
Hope, thank you very much for your time this morning. Out of the UK, that is Hope Bolger.